15 months. That's how long it's been since Hurricane Michael upended the lives of many Floridians living in the Panhandle. For some of them, not much has changed since. They blame that on insurance companies. Today, Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronis held a press conference with victims of the Category 5 hurricane to highlight legislation he says will help speed up the process. I'm Blaze Ganey.
After Hurricane Michael, my house was just torn to pieces. It was very difficult. We have grandchildren living with us. We have children living with us. And then we had to find a place for everyone to stay.
That's Sandra Davis, a homeowner in Bay County. To get help, she called her insurance company. That's when the problem got worse.
Each time I called, I got someone different. I wrote down all the information every time I spoke with someone. When I would call at the end of all of this, I went back and counted 15 adjusters.
Davis wanted better treatment from the insurance company she'd been making payments to.
That's just not acceptable, not at all, because we're not insurance people. We're homeowners. This is the first time I ever made a claim. I didn't know where to go or what to do. Months later, Jimmy Petronis' office had an insurance village. So I took my lunchtime. I told the boss, I really need to talk to someone that can help me.
The help she got was a direct line to an insurance adjuster at the insurance company's home office. But the repairs still haven't been finished.
15 months later, I do not have a ceiling. I only have one room that's completely finished.
There are many more people like Davis, Petronis says.
Melaine Hardwick's home was a total loss following Hurricane Michael. She lost everything down to the concrete slab and didn't receive a dime until after 7 months after fighting with her insurance company.
After my husband passed, I purchased a home in Mexico Beach, Florida in 2014. It was going to be my retirement home. I took my retirement savings. And of course, the first thing I did was to go purchase flood insurance and wind insurance. I wanted my investment to be protected.
Hardwick bought a home she planned on renovating. She put her retirement savings into remodeling it and went through the proper process to make sure in the event of a storm, she'd be protected.
Shortly after I finished the renovations, Hurricane Michael hit. And I lost my home. I lost everything. It was all gone. All I have left is a slab. That's the picture of my home right here, as you can see. There's nothing left. I was devastated.
Hardwick says she thought the process would be straightforward once the insurance company saw there is no home on the lot. But that's not what happened. First, she filed a claim with Homeowners Choice, her wind insurance company.
Every Monday, I had it on my calendar, I would call them. Many times, if I left a message, they didn't return my call. They didn't return my emails. So you can imagine my shock when one day I called again and I was told I was denied. My claim was denied because there was no wind damage.
No wind damage during a Category 5 hurricane that reached 160 miles per hour? Hardwick says she found that odd and wanted further explanation.
I asked them what proof they had. They said they took photographs, and they said they had an engineer's report. I asked for a copy. To this day, they have never provided me with the photos or the engineer's report.
She says her flood insurance only paid her a third of what the home was worth.
I still don't have enough money to rebuild my home. All I have to this day is a concrete slab.
Hardwick calls it highway robbery.
I paid my premiums, and they neglected two companies to fulfill their contract. In my view, the way that Homeowners Choice treated me was right up there with criminal. They took my money, and they didn't hold up their end of the contract.
That's where CFO Jimmy Petronis comes in.
This is a first step forward to changing the culture that favors insurance companies, public adjusters, contractors, and attorneys over Floridians.
Petronis is putting his weight behind a bill he calls the Consumer Protection Act. It has several elements.
We must ensure that Floridians have the information about their coverage before the hurricane starts. We must communicate. Our insurance companies must communicate more with the consumers effectively when they send a partial payment or initial estimate.
Another portion of the bill would help people like Sandra Davis, who needed to quickly start rebuilding her home so her children and grandkids could have a roof over their head.
The law requires that insurance companies settle claims in 90 days did not apply to every insurance carrier. Well, that changes starting today.
The bill would also extend the time period a consumer can cancel a contract with a property adjuster. It prohibits insurance policies sold in Florida from requiring business to be done outside of Florida. And it removes a requirement that an insured pay a $100 deductible to receive payment on their claim. The measure is sponsored by Port Orange Republican Senator Tom Wright and Jonesville Republican Representative Chuck Clements.